Hello, everybody. Welcome to All Talk All Ashes, the podcast that covers all things Ashes of Creation related. My name is Frenzy, and I'm joined by my brother Subjective.
I'm back.
He's back. And if you're not familiar with the podcast, we break down all the information about Ashes of Creations, conversations, dev streams. Hope you learn a little bit more about the game. And obviously, the game is not too far away, so that's pretty exciting. But if you do like that, consider subscribing to our YouTube channel or subscribing to your podcast service of choice and join the Discord for some more conversation as well. But we'll kick it off as we have in the past. I guess, what have you been playing this week?
Let's see. Deadlock. Ha ha ha. Yeah, it's mostly Deadlock and a little bit of Starfield. I don't know if I'll be able to dive too much into it with Alpha 2 right around the corner. I'm trying to play it a little slower this time. I guess we'll see. And yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, it's been a pretty busy week for me, so I haven't really played too much. So just kind of like my usual games I go into sometimes, like Counter-Strike, Deadlock, stuff like that, Overwatch.
I forgot Diablo 4 expansion.
Yep, a little bit of Diablo 4 too.
A little bit of, I got it for free, so I can't complain.
Yeah, but it's been pretty straightforward. But weekly updates, nothing too crazy on the front from like socials or anything like that. But obviously, we're as we record this on a Sunday, we're less than 2 weeks away from Alpha 2 Phase 1 release. And when this podcast releases on Wednesday, we'll be 9 days away from the release of Alpha 2 Phase 1. So it is coming pretty quickly here. Yeah. Seems kind of surreal, doing this podcast. This is our 36th week, I believe, or episode at least. So pretty close to 36 weeks, almost a full year, and hard to believe it's finally here.
Yeah, before you start our topic for this week, I'm just going to give an update. Because I was missing, and I did tell everyone that my cat was sick. Sadly, he did not make it. He passed away on Friday, and I'm not gonna get too much into it, but yes, my cat is gone, sadly. I miss him dearly, and I'm just glad Alpha 2 is coming up soon here, because it's gonna help me cope.
Nah, yeah, for sure. Snow was a good boy, for sure. And miss him too. Good to have you back. Sure, and glad that we'll have something to do here in a couple weeks here. And that's pretty exciting. This is kind of our road to Alpha 2, part 3. And we're kind of just going to dig into expectations. Obviously, this is something that's been a word that's been thrown around a lot, certainly by us, definitely by Steven and some of the developers at Intrepid Studios. And we're just going to kind of dig into it a little bit. So we have a couple things we wanted to mention, but really we're just kind of going off the cuff here as we get a little bit closer to release. But yeah, I mean, I think obviously expectations are everything in life. And especially I think, we've been gaming for pretty much almost since we've been born, basically. It's a lot about expectations. Sometimes you go in with high expectations and you're let down. Sometimes they're met. Sometimes you go in with low expectations and you're surprised, right? There's always a lot of games like that. But I don't know. I mean, I don't want to speak for you, but obviously my expectations are high in the sense I'm excited for a new MMO. I know some people, right, are, maybe setting low expectations and then hopefully they're pleasantly surprised. But and obviously we know there's going to be bugs and issues and server problems and stuff like that. And that should be an expectation for everybody. I don't know. What do you kind of expect? We'll pretend it's the 25th. It's Friday. And although we don't know the exact details yet in terms of, I think, the times and things like that, but what do you kind of expect to happen on that day?
Well, before I get into that, I guess I'll just give my rundown on expectations. My expectations, I try to go in with low expectations, not because I don't think the game will be fun or whatever. It's more like because the game will not be live when they say it will be live, and that's usually how it goes, right? I guess I'll lead into that when you asked me, right? So yeah, if it's the 25th right now, I mean, I'm hyped. I'm hyped. I mean, I never played Ashes of Creation. It's one of my most hyped MMOs since. I mean, I've been hyped for other MMOs. I was hyped for New World. I was hyped for Lost Ark. I was hyped for a lot of things. But I feel like Ashes is going back to the more traditional MMO, like no pay to win, stuff like that. And I am, it's a good setting for me. I don't really like the pay to win crap. But yeah, I mean, I'm of course on the 25th, I'm going to be hyped through the roof, right? Because hopefully I'll be able to play that day. But realistically, I'm not expected to.
Yeah.
I think that needs to be a realistic thing, because this way, if the servers do work, then you're pleasantly surprised, right? You're like, oh, I thought they would be down till, you know, it's kind of like a World of Warcraft patch, right? Oh, I thought the servers would be down till they say the downtime's like this, and they extend it like 6 more hours or something. It's just like, if they're up on time and functional, then you then you're happier. Except, like, just say they're going to launch at noon Eastern or something. I know they're PST. Say they're going to launch noon PST, which would be 3 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to expect more like, if they're going to have problems, that either it gets punched back a whole day if the problems are severe, if there's too much traffic, right? Because they're testing out a lot of new systems here and a lot of people. Or the servers won't be up till like 9 o'clock that night or something. So that's how I'm kind of going in, I guess.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel that. I guess I should rephrase. I usually get hyped. I get a lot, like my hype is high, but I do try to just manage my expectations. Like, you know, we've been through this with like a million games at this point. Like, seems like every game that's got some hype and some traction behind it these days has launch issues. Some small, you know, some manageable, you know, some, you know, maybe it's bugs, some it's just server issues, you know, things like that. Some it's login issues. So I would not even be shocked if a majority of people maybe struggled to get in that Friday, right? Maybe potentially at all.
Well, I think we're missing the biggest point here is that this is not a launch of the actual game. This is right. An alpha, right? So it's a I would say it's a pre-alpha because not all the content's in the game, right? Like, they're testing so many. So I would say, yes, definitely expect these problems. And I'm not going to be mad because, like I said, it's an alpha, right? If the Diablo 4 expansion launched, what, 5 days ago? And they had such a gigantic bug for a game that's supposed to launch, ready on time, that it got delayed 4 or 5 hours. And I just, like, I was like, they delayed it once and then they delayed it again. And I'm like, screw it, I'm going to bed. I'll just play it in the morning, right? I mean, to me, I do know issues pop up, but I feel like for an alpha, that's supposed to happen, right? Whereas the launch of an actual expansion for, like, Diablo 4, which a game has been out for a year already, I do know stuff happens and it's unfortunate, but I feel like they should probably do a better job for launching an actual game so that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I think an ideal. I do think there's just some, you know, especially when we get into like server stuff, there's just some like infrastructure limits. Like, it doesn't matter, you know, and obviously, like, cause it happens to almost every game, you know, there's like these issues, particularly if it's a big game. But like, so obviously, the technology is not quite there yet, right? To be able to just handle mass amounts of people trying to get in and refreshing and, you know, trying to like get into a server, log in, whatever it is. And so, like, yeah, it just, you know, it's going to happen. And especially in an alpha, like you said, like that's important to note too. It's not even the full launch. Obviously, when the game actually fully launches, you know, down the road, we're going to have some higher expectations, right? That's going to launch. You know, it's still going to be issues because it just happens with like every game. Pretty much so, but yeah. Definitely in an alpha, like the first phase of an alpha especially, like it's probably going to be super broken, right? That's just what I expect. I hope to be proven wrong, right? But I would truly not be surprised if on Friday, like the majority of people weren't able to get in for one reason or another.
I think the biggest thing is like for like an alpha like this, right? And they, Steven also said, we got to remember, said they're launching with a small amount of servers because they don't want dead servers, so they're okay with queues and stuff, right? Which is fine. I get it. Like, there's a lot of games that launch and there's dead servers and server mergers later, right? I would be shocked if it didn't launch with problems, right? Yeah. Because this is an alpha. This is just like the test bed for their game. We got one kind of filled out zone with a couple spillover zones that will be filled out later. I think you have to have the opposite here. If they can get this game up on the 25th on time, people are in the game, playing it, streaming it. There may be some lag issues, but they're not horrible. The game is playable. That is shocking to me.
Yeah.
That'd be incredible. So that'd be a big old kudos to the team, right? But, you know, like I said, I just feel like for an alpha, people got to really pull back their expectations. And, like, if they can't even get it up the first weekend, don't freak out. They'll get it up.
Yeah, it'll get there. Like, they obviously, they're preparing. They know things are going to go wrong. They have a team in place, you know, live ops team and stuff like that. But, you know, good advice, honestly. Like, you know, probably... Listen, I mean, people can do whatever they want, but, you know, it probably, I mean, we don't know the timing of things too, so it might be launching, you know, later in the evening, who knows, but I personally wouldn't probably take a day off from work, maybe if you're doing some content stuff, but also, like, have backup plans, right?
Have backup plans.
It's gonna be wild. It's like, you know, like, have another game on the side that you can have up if you're, like, you know, waiting, if you're kind of just refreshing, you know, pull up, you know, if you're fortunate enough to have a couple, like, two monitors, you know, pull up their social feeds or Discord or whatever on one monitor and wait for them to, like, you know, give you news that things are working again while you're playing, like, another game, or, like, have a good mobile game. Like, if you're stuck in queue and maybe you can't have two games up at once, like, these are all things I've learned from personal experience, you know, and many, many launches of games. So, that's having just kind of being prepared for that and, like, having some side stuff to do. Maybe you're hanging out with, like, your friends in Discord and, like, you know, like, playing, like, Discord games, like, who knows, right? There's a million different things that, like, I've done in the past just because, you know, I expect these types of things. And, you know, versus, like, just sitting there, like, slamming refresh on, like, login or something like that when it's just clearly not working, you know, that can be more frustrating than anything. So just kind of having some, you know, backup things to do, or you know, obviously if you could step away and, you know, do other things too, that's even better. But be ready for that. Have backup plans if you really are anticipating and are really trying to get into the game on that first day, especially, or even that first weekend, I guess I should say.
Yeah, I would assume. I don't know. I feel like they're doing a pretty good job. I'm just gonna say they may struggle initially, but they should have the game up at least playable that first weekend. That's my prediction. I feel like they've been doing some really big tests in the background.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, there's gonna be a lot of people streaming that day. I might even stream that day and just, you know, read over the wiki before the game comes up while giving people news, whatever. It's just, you know, be ready for the chaos, because that's what an alpha is. It's chaos.
I think the only way I would be disappointed is if we couldn't play at all that weekend. For me, like, that would probably be the only thing I'd be like, damn, this was a big disappointment if we couldn't get in. I think if we get in any time on the weekend and, like, can at least maybe, like, level up a little bit, I'll be pretty happy.
I think I honestly think the devs would even be disappointed, because I feel like they've been working really, really, really hard. And if they can't get the servers up the first weekend Alpha 2 is going to launch, that would be disappointing for them, right? I think it would be. And I'm not saying they're disappointed. I would say they're disappointed because they're like, dang, we thought we had this and it just wasn't enough. And it can be disappointing. And that's why I'm not going to, that's why I'm not going to go on Twitter and yell at them if they can't get it up the first weekend, because I don't think that's productive. I think, you know, let them figure it out. I know I spent $250 to play this alpha, and if they cannot get it going the first weekend, or if I can't get in the game the first weekend, I'm not going to go on Twitter and yell, give me a refund or anything. I know what I signed up for.
Yeah. And, you know, like, I understand people are spending money and stuff like that. So, like, I get it. Like, you know, people have a right to be upset, but, you know.
You do have a right to be upset, but just, like, going on whatever site and yelling at the devs doesn't solve anything.
Yeah, just, you know, I mean, it's one thing to be like, hey, like, you know, I'm disappointed. Like, I really hope, you know, like, can I pay for this? It's another thing to just, you know, just be, just don't be crazy. You know, I guess we have a lot, there's a lot of crazy people out there. So please don't, like, you know, death threats and like stuff like that. That obviously there's a line to be drawn there. But like, you know, it's one thing to like, you know, this game sucks, you know, whatever, like, fine, like. But if that's what you want to do, I personally won't. But yeah, you know, just don't be a crazy person, I guess. I mean, good life advice also, in general.
And also another thing is Intrepid's very open, right? So hopefully they give us a lot of updates as frequent as possible. Because I feel like the biggest thing you can do is go dark, right?
Yes.
Now, if they say they have a major issue, right, and it will take several hours, say like 6 hours to fix, you know, they can give progress every hour. Right. Yeah. And if that's too much, maybe every 2 hours be like, okay, this is how much we got. We got a new build out. We're testing it internally. We're going to start rolling it out by that 6 hour. I mean, just don't be quiet is my motto, because people hate that. If you give them the info, they're more willing to tolerate it.
Yeah. That's actually a really good point. There's nothing worse than, and I've, many games have done it, and I'm not going to like call anybody about by name, but yeah, like when it's when we're talking about, like, you know, things not going well, like it doesn't need to be anything major, like even just like, hey, like we're still working on the issue, we don't have an ETA yet, just like popping out one of those, you know, like in a Discord message or something every like hour or something like that makes a big difference. Like, you know, when it's completely dead silent and they're not doing anything, you're like, you know, it just adds to like that kind of frustration, I think, more than anything, you know, because
it does,
because, you know, some people are going to wait around, you know, whether, you know, you should or shouldn't, right? Like, people are waiting for the game, people are going to wait around, like, so just giving them at least that slight update lets you know they're cooking something, they're working on stuff, and they're fixing on stuff. You know, if they get more specific, even better. But yeah, it
they don't even have to be specific, in my opinion. No. Like, if they have if they're expecting a long downtime, just say they do an hour update and they're like, they're still working on it, we haven't found the issue yet, we'll give you another update in an hour. Or if they find the issue within the next 30 minutes, like, we found the issue, working on a build. ETA, they could still say their ETA was whatever time they had, could get pushed back further.
Yeah.
Could come up sooner. I mean, it's not hard to, I mean, I feel like going dark is the, like I said, a lot of people say no news is usually bad news, or you know, right? Or you could say the opposite, but I feel like, to me, when you're especially with the amount of hype and how many people are gonna be playing Alpha 2 on the launch here, I feel like going dark is, I don't think Intrepid will, because it's the way they've been communicating, but I just going dark is bad, in my opinion.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I just, you know, even if the ETA ends up being wrong, well, okay, then give me another update and tell me it's extended. Like, that makes a difference to me. And
yep.
I think it's something a lot of people are used to anyways. I'm extremely used to it. Every single time Tarkov has wiped, they give an ETA, and then it gets pushed back, right? We just come to expect stuff like that. So just having, like, some knowledge and not being left in the dark makes a big difference. But, yeah, I mean, just be prepared. That's all. Like I said, like if you're really anticipating it, if you're probably going to be like us, like sitting around a Discord trying to get in and it's not working, like I'm sure like me and you will, you know, play Diablo 4 or like do something else on the side as we wait, you know, just that way it's not like, you know, just staring at a screen hoping that the login goes through or something like that. But
yeah, I'm probably just going to play a game where it's like, I know I can log out instantly, so if the servers come up, I can jump in. So I probably won't be playing like Deadlock on that day, because it's like, yeah, I can't leave the game if the servers come up. I mean, I guess I could, but then you get thrown into like the levers queue and I don't want
to. Right. Yeah. So that's definitely a good point. You know, have a good single player game or something you can jump out of really easy, or yeah, definitely. But I guess we'll try to transition a little bit here into, you know, obviously we're talking about like server stuff and what to expect, but like expectations for like the content I release. And I won't go into it, but I've seen a lot of stuff, like some people, you know, expressing disappointment, obviously, and maybe there won't be that much content to what maybe people expected. You know, maybe they just, you know, had thought everything was gonna, you know, all the content that's been discussed for Alpha 2 is gonna be coming day one, and then we got like the phase system. I don't have any problem with it. I wasn't expecting everything on day one myself, but I can understand maybe how people were, but I don't know. Like, what are you, you know, hopping into the game? Like, what are you expecting to do? Like, what are you going to be? Because there is some ambiguity too in just the fact that, like, you know, we don't know 100% what all is going to be in. We obviously know some stuff they've said, like on like the guide stream and stuff like that. But there's still some uncertainty of what's actually going to be in content wise, like day one, alpha two, phase one, you know, October 25th. I don't know. And if you had any thoughts on that or like what you're kind of expecting.
You mean like, do you think they might run into some issues and disable content on? Like, I think I'm pretty sure they announced most stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I guess.
Alpha 2 phase 1, we know not all of the content that is listed like on that little screen grab that they showed, not all that's going to be in day 1, right? They said it's going to come over the course of time, like through like that 6 weeks cadence for like content releases. Yeah. So like for me, for example, I'll put myself up there first. Like, I'm honestly expecting the content to be fairly bare bones. Like, I mean obviously there's a lot of stuff out there to try still, like the Node Wars and like things like that. But I would, you know, there's mainly the Riverlands. Obviously, we can probably, you know, get into like the San Squall Desert and the tropics and stuff like that. But, you know, for the most part, like, I'm not expecting there to be a massive amount of things to do. I'm not expecting a ton of side quests. Obviously, there's some for sure. But I really think most of like what people should expect and what I'm expecting is really just to be testing server side things. So, you know, getting into like fights and PvP and doing content and just seeing how all the server, you know, holds up basically, especially the first few weeks, I expect.
Yeah. Okay. So I know what you mean now. I feel like if you're expecting a lot of questing content I do feel like there's not going to be a ton of that because it's just one zone, right? I feel like at least for Alpha 2 Phase 1, a lot of the meat and bones is like PvP, nodes, crafting, in my opinion. There's like a couple of dungeons. It's not that crazy. There's a couple of bosses, right? This is like, I feel like a lot of the meat and bones in Alpha 2 Phase 1 is like, yeah, you're right, testing server stability. And a lot of it's going to be PvP because, right? I mean, that's just launching one zone. While they do have a lot of cool stuff, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of treasure map. I mean, there's treasure maps. I'm not sure. I do believe that will be in day one, but I'm not sure how. I don't think it's the final form of that. A lot of meat and bones is just going to be crafting and PvP, really. I feel like, I guess you could go out into the lawless zones and grind some crazy stuff, and they may have a few, you know, surprises out there. I'm sure they will. But, yeah, I'm going to be PvPing a lot and crafting a lot and probably leveling alts a lot because I feel like that's pretty much the meat and bones of phase one, in my opinion. And it may be even the meat and bones of phase two because we're limited on level. And yeah, it's more about just testing these systems. I'm going to try the dungeons. I'm going to do PvE. I'm going to go to all these points of interest and stuff like that. But I feel like by the time, like if we're doing weekend tests and, you know, servers are stable a month from the 25th, I feel like at that point I'm just going to be doing a lot of PvP and node wars and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, kind of like going over like the Riverlands last week, it was just like, yeah, I could see how like potentially, you know, maybe you could get through all these side quests like in one weekend. So like, you know, I'm just like managing my expectations in terms of like, you know, anytime you have like, especially I've played, I'm sure you have too, like a lot of early access games, right, that come out with, you know, limited content. Maybe the game itself is fun, like some of the core content, some of the game loops and stuff like that. But yeah, you know, sometimes it is a lot of, you know, when you, and this is, I guess, just advice, take it, leave it, whatever you want to do with it. But it always helps, like, kind of like, you know, obviously we want to be testing stuff, but hopefully just playing the game, right? That is part of the testing process, right? You being in the server is going to help, right? Because obviously, or, you know, if you're participating in a big PvP battle, right, that's going to test things too. Like just doing the things that you're interested in doing. But for me, it always helps to like set out goals. And we're going to get more into next week, like what specifically we hope to accomplish like in the first weekend. But you know, a lot of it's for me is like I just want to like try out all the classes that are available. I want to hit max level, you know, so like sometimes it helps like create goals for yourself when maybe the content is a little bit more limited at the moment. And you know, that can be helpful too if you're having issues, just like, hey, I want to do X, Y, and Z. You know, I did this all the time in like Kerbal Space Program when it first released kind of in early access, because there wasn't that much to do. So it was really more about like finding other ways to entertain yourself and kind of like test things out, but also kind of like set goals and things that you want to accomplish. And yeah, I think it will be interesting. I definitely agree. PvP is probably where I'm going to spend a lot of time, which I think is good too, because I mean, I think a lot of like the server stress probably will happen when you probably end up in some of these larger, you know, PvP events and battles and things going on. And even though I'm not like a big raider too, I really want to try out that the world, you know, killing the world boss, doing the dungeon, the raid and all that stuff too. So, you know, the Steel and Bloom Citadel and all that good stuff. So yeah, I think it's just, you know, each weekend just kind of going in with like a mindset of like, all right, I really want to focus maybe on, you know, this thing, whether it's like level, I want to hit like level 25 on the cleric, if that's possible in a weekend, don't know. Haven't had a chance to try it. So yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be your own personal goals, but also I believe the devs said they will be announcing things they're going to specifically have try to draw players to for tests and reasons. So I'm going to try and participate in those. I forgot to mention that.
Yeah.
Because I want to help them test, right? Obviously, I have my own things I want to do in the game, which is fine. They do get a benefit from me pursuing my own things too, but like if they're saying they're gonna do a big node war or something, oh, yeah. I'm definitely gonna be there.
I hope so.
It doesn't work. even if it doesn't work, because how can they fix it if I don't show up, right? So
yeah. I'm gonna try to push it to the limit, break stuff.
Yeah, I think initially they may not focus too much on that. I feel like they're probably gonna work on server stability initially, and then once that is good and they have enough servers up to meet demand and stuff, then they'll be maybe one weekend they'll be like, hey, we're just gonna do a lot of crafting, just go ham, craft everything, chop down as many trees as you can, kind of like a focus testing thing to see how maybe the server systems respond, like does it respawn enough trees, the yada yada yada, stuff like that. So I do think initially they're not gonna have too much of that, but then they will start doing more focused things like big node wars and maybe big, see how many people you can bring to a raid boss just before the server breaks. Just silly things like that they're going to do in the future.
Yeah, I feel like my big goal, hopefully I could just make it out of the starter area. which may not sound like much maybe for the first weekend, but me and you played Atlas on launch, and man, that was I think it took us like a few hours to get out of the starter area because there was so many people, and like it was moving so slowly, so
it was lag.
Yeah, it was rough. And people were just dying because they didn't know like how to get enough vitamins, and so it was fun in a terrible way, but hopefully we can make it out of the starter area. I'll be pretty happy with that.
Well, I expected the starter. I mean, if you have 3,000 people pouring in when the server opens, it's going to be a mess.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
It really depends on their, like, Alice had some kind of meshing technology, but it was way more limited, whereas Ashes can, like, zone off, like, very specific and smaller areas. So I do think they're going to be testing stuff like that and seeing how it works for lag reasons, and it'll be interesting to see what they do.
Yeah, and honestly, if it's even remotely functional, like sometimes that's fun. Like, I mean, I know it's not like the official launch or anything, but I still have like a lot of fond memories and, you know, World of Warcraft launch of, you know, just fighting over mobs that everyone was trying to get at the same time, and like grouping up with random people and like, you know, killing Hogger, like eventually, you know, stuff like that could be a lot of fun in those early days when there's just a lot of like chaos and like servers, like, you know, buckling under everybody trying to get in at once in the starter area. So that should be a lot of fun too. But I'm excited. I can't wait.
Yeah. Soon TM. Hopefully I hope they announce. They announced how many servers there will be. I hope they announce the name of them.
Oh, yeah.
They will be able to deploy on demand. So I do believe they expect 100. I believe 100,000 people at least 100,000 people will be able to play on the 25th. I know more will be added with the new keys they added. So like I said, 6 servers, 3,000 player cap that's pretty low, but obviously Steven said because they don't want to have dead tests in servers, which or dead servers in general. I agree with them. There will be queues, so them spinning up servers will be dependent on how many people are hammering the thing. I do expect them to spin up some. The question is how many.
Yeah, yeah. Be flexible with your guilds, your groups, people that you're going in with, because you may have to on the fly switch servers. You know, depending on how things work out. You know, if you're just trying to get in the game and trying to avoid mega queue times. So,
and it's an alpha also. So like me swapping a server after I hit like level 5. I mean, like if I can't get in the game, I'm just gonna swap servers.
Yeah.
Like, and if like the server I play on is having issues, I'll just swap anyway so I can play. It's just an alpha. It's all gonna be wiped before launch anyway. So.
Right. Yeah. So it's not like permanent. I know like some people probably want to get in and you know with their guilds and groups and alliances so they can do their thing, but flexibility
it's
is
not like
be
yeah,
key.
It's not like classic WoW launch where it's like. Dang, I got to be on this server, and then they lock the servers, your guild's there, and you're kind of screwed, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's just move everyone to another server. It's just a testing server. It's just a alpha.
Yep, for sure. Anything else you want to dig into before we kind of wrap stuff up? Or
No, I think keep it short and sweet, because we're getting close here, and I think people are just more hyped about being able to play and then seeing all the content that pours out of that. So
yeah
I don't really have much else to say.
Okay. Yeah, I think next week's podcast will probably be a pretty big one if I had to guess. We are really gonna start digging into, you know, what we plan to do. You know, I think we've, you know, exposed some of that over time, you know, like class, like that we're kind of planning on thinking about, and you know, stuff, some of the stuff we hope to do. But I think we really tend to dig into you know, obviously what we're going to try to do that first weekend, you know, just in terms of like testing and like, you know, content that we hope to experience and things like that, but also like in terms of like our own content that we're hoping to kind of get out, because I think our plan is you know, obviously expanding content, not just having this little podcast, but also, you know, we're going to be transitioning into a vodcast, and we also want to do some other types of content too, and kind of dig into, you know, it's going to be a lot easier like when we actually have our hands on the game that we can show you stuff and all the things that you can kind of expect. So that should be a lot of fun. I can't wait to kind of to get into that. And we'll, you know, obviously if we're going to do any streams or, you know, things like that, we'll obviously make announcements there and kind of let you know too. And as I kind of mentioned too, October 30th, which is not about just over a couple of weeks away at this point, will be kind of our transition into the new and updated format for the podcast. So something to definitely look forward to as well. We of course are available on YouTube if you want to listen there, or you can choose your podcast service of choice, and obviously subscribe, like, comment. We'd love to hear what you have to say. Join Discord. Again, we'd love to get you in there too, and leave us a review on your podcast service of choice as well. So I think that's all we got, and hopefully should be a nice big podcast next week on the eve of release. So we'll see you then.
Yep. See you then.